With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. House and Senate members return to Washington this coming week following their Memorial Day recess. On tap for senators will be hammering out their input on the so-called Big Beautiful Bill already passed by the House. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana says it's critical the Senate understands the importance of the legislation.
The Big Beautiful Bill is going to be jet fuel to the U.S. economy. It is a pro-growth economy builder. It's going to lower tax rates, lower regulations, incentivize U.S. manufacturing again. When that happens, we know what will be the effect. We already did this in the first Trump administration, had the greatest economy in the history of the world after the first 2 years, because we cut taxes and cut regulations. Now we're doing it on steroids.
The majority of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance.
The data comes from the Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll from Friday, which shows a strong 53% approval for President Trump's job performance, with the strongly approve and strongly disapprove balancing each other out at 37%. Separately, according to USA Today Network reporter Maria Francis, President Trump is also trending upward in three other individual polls, as well as in the Real Clear Politics average of 13 polls, with President Trump's overall favorability at 47.7%. That's 7 points higher than at the same benchmark point in his first term. George Williams, Washington.
President Trump says the 25% increase will protect the U.S. steel industry.
At 25%, they can sort of get over that fence. At 50%, they can no longer get over the fence. So congratulations to everybody and to you for making a great deal. You just made a better deal, right?
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has reassured allies in the Indo-Pacific that they will not be left alone facing their pressure from China. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington gives us a new count of how many abortions are taking place in this country.
The Charlotte Lozier Institute has crunched all the available numbers, and its best estimate is that from June of 2023 to June of 2024, 1.1 million abortions were carried out within the U.S. healthcare system. What nobody knows is how many abortions happened outside the system via mail-order abortion drugs, which are becoming increasingly popular. The U.S. has averaged about 1 million abortions per year since 1973. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Four of the six Planned Parenthood clinics in Iowa and four in Minnesota will shut down in a year. The Midwestern affiliate operating the clinics has blaming a freeze in federal funds, budget cuts proposed in Congress, and state restrictions on abortion. The clinics closing in Iowa include the only Planned Parenthood facility in the state that provides surgical abortions. Planned Parenthood officials say they will lay off 66 employees. This is SRN News. Thankfully, it's not the kind of controversy that we see in sports every often, but this goes even deeper. It's downright frightening. A two-time World Series winner and his family have been given around-the-clock security detail following a rise in online death threats. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has the latest on this chilling, developing story.
Houston's Lance McCullers is one of two MLB pitchers whose families have received online death threats this month as internet abuse of players and their families is on the rise. Boston reliever Liam Hendricks posted on social media after the incident with McCullers to call out people who were threatening his wife's life. The Astros contacted MLB security and the Houston Police Department following the threats. McCullers, who has two young daughters, reached out to the team about providing security for his family. Astros owner Jim Crane stepped in and hired 24-hour security. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.